This is our inaugural list. We were just looking at how many species we've described at CSIRO in the last year and realized it was more than 200. So we thought, what better way to tell people about what we do than let everyone know how many species there are out there and how many we've actually described.
Now, when you say describing, are these brand new insects that were unknown to us before this year?
So these are all brand new species that have just been named in the last year. And you might think that 200 is a big number, but we've only described about a quarter of life there on Earth. And there are so many more species out there waiting to be discovered. So we need the help from everyone to put a name on every single species so we can conserve them and better know our biodiversity here in Australia.
So I've got a little insect that's newly found. How do you then go about describing it? What are you looking at when you are describing it and then naming it?
Yeah, so generally when you are out in the field collecting insects or other animals and plants, you find a particular specimen that fancies you, gets your interest, and you take it back to the historical collection, and you have to identify it based on our reference collection. Otherwise, you're not sure if it's a new species or one that's already been described. So that's why these historical collections are so important, to help us identify species as well as documenting Australian biodiversity.
How is it possible that we only know a quarter of them? How is that possible?
Some of them are quite difficult to actually sample. So one of the shark species that we've described is a long fin gulper shark off the coast of Papua New Guinea, and it was found in the deep sea. So we haven't really done that much exploration of the deep sea. So there's so much unknown about there, and we are just starting to really find these exciting new species in field work. But believe it or not, a lot of them have already been collected and they're already in our natural history collections.
But we just don't know it. Tell me, is it evolution that then makes the new species, or can it happen in our sort of lifetime?
So evolution's quite a slow process. It can take millions of years for a species to split into another species. But that's where DNA can really help us ask these questions. So once we identify the species and we have a name for it, we can then look at its DNA and compare it to its closely related species and build a family tree of that group to understand when they had separated from one another and what makes them different. It's all in their DNA.
So, Bri, what are some of the exciting ones for you? Obviously, they were all standouts for an entomologist. You'd love every single insect. But was there any pin-up insect? No, that's awkward, isn't it? Because all the insects are pinned up.
Most of our insects are pinned, yep.
But is there a true pin-up insect?
I think the fossil fly that we found from Burmese amber, it's 100 million years old. It's Jurassic Park in our collection. But what we can't do, unlike Jurassic Park, is we can't extract the DNA from that fly, let alone bring back the dinosaurs because it's too old. But we can sample our physical collection for the DNA and identify them. And that's helping us discover so many new species as well.
So it's called the fossil fly. It is a fossil fly.
It's one of our fossil flies that we've actually described. But we've got some pretty cool plants as well. We've got two butterfly orchids and a really cute kind of shrubby daisy from Western Australia. So to an untrained eye like myself, for plants at least, I'm willing to admit that, you might just walk past this shrubby daisy not thinking anything of it. But the researchers could find it, and they also noted that it's a new species, but it's only known from 20 individuals. So now that we have a species name for that group, we can start taking the next steps, like, do we need to conserve this population, this species? And this is why we rely on our natural history collections at CSIRO for conservation, for genomics, and for species discovery.
A bit like the Wollemeye pine for daisies.
Yeah, exactly. So the Wollemeye pine, that was just a random discovery by an abseiler or something that scaled down a cliff in a little ravine and found this beautiful ancient-looking pine, and now it's a great story about how we can discover species in the 21st century.
But you've got 200 or more, 207 great stories from all these new listings this year.
Yeah.
As a scientist, do you get excited by this? Like, this is what science is, isn't it?
Yeah. Science is about making these discoveries and sharing it with people. And it's just amazing how much out there is left to be described too. And if you're interested in taxonomy, the science of naming species, go check out your local museums and just maybe start your own digital collection by going on bushwalks and photographing specimens and go online and try and identify them and have some fun. And you never know, if you discover a new species, you might get to name it.
Yeah, well, which brings me to point number five down my list here, Bri. Chris Barth got an insect named after her.
Waiting for it.
What does it take, Bri, to get an insect named after you? I know you do a regular spot with Chris, so she deserved a six-legged insect.
Yeah, she really allowed me to spruik biodiversity, and that's what it's all about, getting people talking about biodiversity and taxonomy, the naming of species.
So why did you choose for Chris? Like, she's a bird lover.
Yeah, well, we were talking about the Dane tree and the Cape York, and this species I was literally describing while on her show, and so I thought, you know what, I'm going to name it after her. And
so great. Is she pleased, proud?
Yeah, she put on Instagram today that what a great way to start her vacation than to have a fly named after her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Fajeri sounds like a candidate for a possible new species.
Well, thank you, Bri. I'll take you up on the list next year. This year was the inaugural. Listeners, you heard it here first. I might get some sort of insect name